What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 470. In this episode, I'll discuss whether patiramer can be used for acute hyperkalemia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode470. In the treatment of acute hyperkalemia, IV calcium provides immediate cardioprotection and allows time for insulin to move potassium into the intracellular space and away from the heart. This is only a short-term solution, however, since potassium will re-equilibrate out of the intracellular space several hours after insulin is given. Another intervention is required to remove the excess potassium from the patient and provide a definitive solution to acute hyperkalemia. Hemodialysis is an effective intervention to remove excess potassium from a patient, and although there are not universally agreed upon triggers for initiation of dialysis in hyperkalemia, it is the preferred option to treat severe hyperkalemic patients. When dialysis is not immediately available, or if the hyperkalemia is not felt to be severe enough to justify the invasive procedure of dialysis, gastrointestinal ion exchange resins are used. Sodium polystyrene sulfate, or SPS, is the oldest and most common agent. However, there is considerable controversy over its use in acute hyperkalemia. The best evidence available suggests that SPS is no more effective than laxative use for lowering serum potassium levels. And while not common, this medication can cause intestinal necrosis, a potentially fatal complication. Certain conditions lead to a higher incidence of intestinal necrosis from SPS and should be considered absolute contraindications to use. And these are post-op patients, patients with an ileus or who are receiving opioids, and patients with a bowel obstruction. For these reasons, there is a strong desire to find an alternative to the use of sodium polystyrene sulfate for hyperkalemia. Of the newer oral ion exchange resins, only patiramer has been studied in the setting of acute hyperkalemia. The study was published in Academic Emergency Medicine, January of 2020, and the lead author is Zubaid Rafiqi. And the study was a single-center, randomized, open-label pilot study. The authors used a convenient sample of adult patients that had end-stage renal disease and a serum potassium level greater than 6. Patients were randomized between standard of care or one dose of 25.2 grams oral patiramer plus standard of care. The primary outcome being studied was the difference in potassium between groups after 6 hours had elapsed post-treatment. Each group contained just 15 patients. At 6 hours, there was a numerical decrease in potassium of half an MEQ per liter in the patiramer group. However, this did not reach statistical significance. At just 2 hours post-treatment, there was a statistically significant decrease in potassium of 0.61 MEQs per liter. Safety outcomes were no different between groups. The authors concluded in this open-label pilot study of severe hyperkalemia, a single dose of 25.2 grams of oral patiramer reduced serum potassium within 2 hours, but did not show a difference at 6 hours. Being a small pilot study, the authors had no a priori power calculation, so only a large treatment effect would have been detected. A larger study is now justified based on these outcomes. The finding of a significant difference in favor of patiramer at 2 hours is somewhat surprising, as the onset of action for this medication is reported as 7 hours in the prescribing information. It should be noted, however, that the dose used in the study was triple the usual starting dose of 8.4 grams, and this may explain the early difference between groups. While the study was just published in print in January of 2020, members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy first heard about it in the October 14th, 2019 Literature Digest when the study was released early online. Each week, I keep Academy members up to date with the medical literature by summarizing key articles from over 20 sources and journals. Each digest includes video and audio of my commentary on the new articles and how they apply to clinical practice. Get all the details about the practical resources the Hospital Pharmacy Academy offers and join today by going to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.